Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, keen-eared listeners will know that we've been a week ahead for a little while, but we didn't see each other last week, and so this is, if you're listening this weekend, you're listening to the, you're in the sandwich. Yes. So you get this on Friday and you have a listen. This is 2 days ago and it all happens tomorrow. Yes. Oh my goodness. So, and the key thing I think with your, we're going to do the classic soft surfaces, a couple of turns around Clissold Park. But I think we all need to hear about your week's training from last week.
Yeah, I mean, I've managed to have... It's been a very unusual training cycle, sort of the three-week build-up.
Yeah.
But I've managed to have a decent week last week. Me and you did about 12, didn't we?
That's right. A good 12. Yeah. 12 and, pushing 13.
And then I did another couple of runs. And then at the weekend, I did... on the Saturday morning, I did 22.
Yeah.
Which was great.
So yeah, how did it feel?
It felt okay, you know. I just ran the loop that we do round Highgate Woods.
Yeah. And then, ascent and surfaces as well.
But I ran it four times from my house.
Yeah.
So I'd run it, stop off, have a little something to eat, have a drink, stretch, do it again. And I just did that four times.
I think that's fantastic, Jay.
It made sense, you know.
Two questions about how you felt. One, how did you feel at like sort of 19, 20? Could you feel the length of the day?
Yeah, but I felt okay though, because it's sort of... I was tired, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I wasn't as exhausted as... It's just that different mindset to training for a marathon, isn't it?
Oh, it's completely different. Yeah, that's right.
When I was training for a marathon, I'd go out with no food.
Yep.
And I'd just run, you know, 20, 22 miles, and I'd feel really tired.
It's so key. It's that energy you had about going to your house and stopping. That energy I got from Ivo of just, I'm going to stop for a bit, and then I'm going to start again.
Yeah.
Because this is not a race.
Yeah. So that's...
To the stones.
And also the... I think I might have found my food of choice.
Oh, yeah. What's your favourite?
Potatoes.
See? Listeners will know that I was offering you potatoes weeks ago. It's like, why would I want to eat a potato now? Give me a potato! But now you've understood.
The potatoes. I mean, I don't know whether that will ultimately sustain.
Have you trained running with a sack of potatoes?
Not yet.
And a small pan of boiling water.
Well, I'm having to embrace the... just an old baked potato from the previous day.
Yeah.
Pre-cooked, just lovely.
Lovely. That's such a good... I don't know why people don't do that more in life.
Yeah, well...
I know you're saying it's not like a marathon training, but I remember when I was carb loading before a marathon a couple of years ago, we went off to the cinema, and I just had a... A cold baked potato in my pocket.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Bloody fantastic. And people should be doing this.
And I dipped it in salt for the last one to get it sweating a bit. And it was lovely.
Oh, yeah.
It was really nice, yeah.
So hungry.
But there's a couple of things going on at the moment. One thing is that...
Sorry, next question. Before you move on,
yeah.
How did you feel the next day, the next morning after the 22?
I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah, that's great.
I felt okay.
So, a couple of things
going on. It's running so slow and so sort of... Just getting used to time on your feet, isn't it? Just padding along. But
Yep.
First thing is, I haven't received my race number yet.
So
I need to...
la la la!
But my entry has been received and sorted.
And you've had some help from the threshold people because
well,
you were late to the party.
Because I was late.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've said, yeah, we've got your entry, blah, 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 that's all great.
Yeah.
But I haven't received anything yet, so that's slightly worrisome.
I think it'll turn up.
Yeah, let's hope so.
It's gonna.
And I'm having to embrace the gear aspect, which
yeah.
has been a source of disappointment and a slight gripe, but there's no getting around it. You've got
yeah,
to,
yeah, yeah.
I just don't understand why you need all that stuff.
So what are you planning to actually take along? Not for camping and before and after, but actually while you're running, what are you going to have with you? Anything?
Well, I think you have to.
Yes.
I mean...
I agree.
Well, no, I don't agree that you have to, but I think that you have to.
You're supposed to.
I think it's mandatory.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And also, yeah, like other people saying you're going to need to kind of thing. So you're
well, yeah.
I
appreciate the need for like a few gels and a bit of water, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do resent having to take my mobile phone out with me when I'm running.
Yeah.
I just resent it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to do it. I just don't associate running with a mobile phone.
I've become more and more grateful for the fact that you take the stuff for running commentary. Because that is a...
Well, no, this is just us running and chatting, that's fine. But
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I just associate... I like running when you're just on your own. Yeah, you're totally untrackable, you know.
Yeah.
But I get it. I totally get it. And there's no point moaning.
Yeah, I mean, in an event like this, if you're untrackable, then there will be people who think you're dead and they'll call the police and stuff. And that'd be
a shame. There's a lot of people around, and with feed stations every, like, 10, 12 kilometres, I don't think you can get in that much. And if you're going to drop dead of a heart attack, it's over anyway, isn't it? Do you not think? I mean,
this is quite simplistic. You might, for example, have a non-fatal heart attack. Then you would need to phone an ambulance, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but even then, I mean, ambulance waiting times in North London are like 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean,
your ascetic attitude to running is completely understandable.
But what I'm saying is, people did ultras pre-2010.
Yeah.
And they didn't have mobiles. They didn't have hydration kits, do you know what I mean? But they still ran ultras, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And they were fine.
Are you going to have worked this through before we start? Because
yeah, I'm going to have to. Because I was thinking, right, I'm not going to wear a pack. I'm just going to wear, like, shorts with big pockets and carry my own water.
Yeah.
But it's just untenable. Because you also need a waterproof jacket.
Right.
To carry with you.
Well, there are listeners. Because I've been working with a... Lucky me. I've been working with a hydration pack for a couple of years now for marathons because I don't like to use disposable plastic, single-use plastic bottles.
Yeah.
So, which is great experience. And I know from last year's Yorkshire Marathon that there was quite a crew of running commentary aware people just behind me because I started the race and then ran out and then put my headphones on. So I'm like, la, la, la.
Yeah.
And then people went along behind me going... I think Mark was there. Dave. So anyway, behind me, going, oh, there he goes. And I can see my stupid gait, you know, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
And then it rained for about a minute.
Right.
And then I had to rid myself of my raincoat and my cap and put them in the back of the pack and do it all whilst running along, which is really, really tiresome for the people behind me.
Yeah. But it sort of, I don't know, it just feels a bit... It just feels a bit unnecessary.
I know what you're saying, but I totally hear it, but I think maybe just as a attempt to put it on its head, a bit like your cleverness of going back to your house on your training run, I think you need to try and embrace it way to see it differently. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Because I feel the same. I don't want to run with anything in my hands. But when I did that run, after my training runs, I'm actually... facing Saturday thinking I'm going to miss having the map in my hand.
Right.
It was like a security blanket on those long training runs in the Chilterns. When I was in a situation where I had to look at the map, just feeling the lesson of it, you know.
I'm going to stop,
look at the map, be sure, run on. You know, imagine doing that in a park run.
No, but that sort of... That's what it is, though, isn't it? It's
a map is okay.
Well, no, it's a series of safety blankets.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I just like running when you're just away and you're lost and you're knackered and you don't know how you're going to get back. And I just like
yeah,
all
yeah,
that
you
stuff.
You'd rather have the risk. Yeah, but you want the
but don't worry, I get it.
You'd do it without the safety net.
I totally get it.
I think also...
And you can do that on your own. Let's
as ever, I think I'm moving in the opposite direction because the thing I've done is I was getting a little bit sick of the tepid plastic flavoured water from my hydration pack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what that has become now, that's my backup water.
Yeah.
When I went to that run the day before we ran, I had a bottle of water with me.
Right.
I didn't mean to take it with me. I just didn't want to drink it because my bladder was so full at the start.
Right, yeah.
And didn't want to leave it anywhere. I chuck it away. Anyway, ended up running with a bottle of water. And now I'm thinking, I'm going to run with a bottle of water.
Yes.
And if I want to, refill it.
Right.
And all the time, I'll be wearing my water bra.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so I'm just...
No, but isn't that the way most people, they use the bladder as sort of backup sort of thing?
Well, yeah. But the other thing people do is they put their... it was Gavin got in touch and said, have a salty one and a watery one, which
right.
is great. Great plan, because you've got both on you. But
good
I've
idea.
Been... My salt tablets are massive, and you just take one in the morning.
Right.
So I might carry one of those just in case I'm desperate. But I'm thinking salt tablet for the day. And then, like you say, make sure it's a Marmite bagel or a salty potato later on if you feel like you want something savoury. But, yeah, so it's a bottle of water in hand. I'll be wearing my hydration pack. And this bum bag I use for us recording is the larder. That's
right.
my little lineup of
right. yeah,
sweaty
yeah, yeah.
little snacks that hangs on my caboose. Yeah. Let's go left here.
But you know, there's food at the stations as well, isn't there?
Yeah, of course. And the other thing is, different relationships with food. I totally get it. This is one of those things where I think I'm going to start talking, and as soon as I say anything, somebody knows it's going to go, no. But I'm a little bit... I've got the note about how you're going to want to eat.
Yeah.
You know, eat. Take the food. You're going to want to eat. You want to eat. It's all about eating. You've got to eat. You're going to want to eat. I get that. I hear that. I'm a bit like you are with the taking stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a real relief when one person said, you won't necessarily want to eat too much.
Yeah.
You know, because I would never...
Because you are running after all.
Exactly. And I don't like it. You know, I've learnt to do it.
Yeah.
And what's more, I understand about the fueling of it. I've done... There's two steps to that. One, recognising that you feel weak and taking fuel accordingly. And two... Recognising that that's a shorter cycle, that you can run for a long way without it.
Right.
Once you start, you'll probably be doing that again
right.
periodically for the rest of the time. But even then, I'll always be fussy.
Yeah.
It'll always be nibbling
exactly
what I want.
I think so, yeah.
Because normally, you've got to think about where we're coming from. Normally, I would go, no breakfast, no food.
Yeah,
and that's what my machine is used to.
Same,
anything to it is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Having said that... Again, I feel like I've made my peace with it and I know what I'm going to like.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to learn a lot.
Yeah. So come back to your 22 miles. That was the weekend before last, right?
No, that was the weekend before last. And then this weekend I just did 12 miles on Thursday. When you haven't trained much,
yep.
It's not like you can catch up
no.
with all the conditioning you've
no,
got.
No, not at all. You can't do it quickly.
So,
because
and also, I've still got a bit of a Achilles strain. I can still feel it. So I'm very mindful.
And I bet you had some DOMS on that from your 22-mile run.
A little bit, yeah.
But I know I have.
I was very mindful of the fact that I could really easily injure myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just ran for like 2.5 hours on Thursday.
Very good.
And just chilled over the weekend, and then half an hour yesterday, be an hour today, and then mostly rest until the week. Until
so you bought a hydration pack on Monday, took it for a run on Tuesday. You were getting on very well with it on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
I've actually ordered a hydration
chilled
pack.
On Sunday.
I've ordered a hydration pack this morning.
Right.
And that's going to come tomorrow morning.
Right.
I'm going to try and do a little bit of practice with it.
Yeah, I'm the same with these very shoes I'm wearing right now.
Right.
I got into a little bit of a tiz about the shoes because I kind of knew the shoes I was getting on with.
Yeah.
They're quite light anyway. They're a little bit. First time I wore them in a marathon, I thought, I don't know if these are really 26-mile shoes.
Right.
And of course, I've also worn them in a marathon and more, you know. So they're on the way. They've done their best work.
Right.
Anyway, on the other hand, your shoes have got to be right. You've got to road test them and they've got to fit and everything, you know. I knew they had to be, for example, for me, Nike.
Yeah.
No two ways about it. Anyway, weekend before last, I was gigging in Oswaldwistle.
All right, lovely part of the world.
Yeah, and then I had to get to near Tamworth the next day. Yeah. I Googled running shops. I found this one in Preston. I think it's Run Lancashire.
Okay.
The people from up there must know. It's an incredible resource.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I thought I'd go to Preston. I sort of assumed for a moment it would be in the city centre. No.
Right.
No, it's in a little parade of shops in a kind of residential area.
Right.
And I went there. And by the way, and this is relevant, I've just been enjoying a reread of the Harry Potter books.
Okay.
So anyway, I was doing that. And I went to this running shop, which turned out to be in this little parade of shops.
Right.
And I went in, brilliant place, quite small, but geared up to like one customer at a time. So there's two running machines in there.
Right.
When I walked in, there was a couple and they're getting sort of gait analysed and looking at what shoes they might get, I think, for a specific event. And then they went and the guy turned his attention to me.
Yeah.
And he really got what I needed. He was like, oh, I get it. You don't want this, you don't want that. You might want to try this. And he pulled out a couple of different brands, but very much on message for what I might need and what he thought I might need, you know. And he said, I haven't got any here. Nike size 10. And then after trying on two or three pairs, he was like, oh, actually, and every pair of shoes was coming from the back of the shop.
Right, nice.
It was like a sort of Mr. Ben.
So he's really working for you.
Yeah. And he said, oh, I've got these. And it was like magic. He came out with these. As we see there, these are Nike Air Zoom Trail Kyger 8s.
Nice.
Sized UK 10.
Sound great.
And they're basically, they are a trail shoe. They've got a plate for stones and they're very supportive. But they're also a trail road shoe, not too cleaty. Cool. We can run across the tarmac here without me going, oh, the hell's happening?
Yeah.
And they're even in my colours, you know what I mean?
Nice, nice.
It was like magic. And tried them on, they feel great. And I was chatting to him and I realised that he is an absolute top runner. He was like the UK half marathon champion.
Wow.
We got talking about incipient marathons. And he was telling me stories of doing the New York Marathon in 2:40 and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And also, at that moment, I had to wait. I was waiting in the shop, and it's like he was there for a good old chat because it was an enormous thunderstorm. And then the next customer arrived, and he turned to them, and on I went.
Right.
But it was so much like going to Mr. Ollivander's wand shop. The wand chooses the wizard. Anyway, I've road tested these. I went out around the Walthamstow Marshes with my wife and went up the hill there, and I'm wearing them again today. They're good.
They feel good.
They feel, I can slightly feel the weight of them, but I think that's a fiction because they're very light.
Right, okay.
I just think they're reminding me of my feet, if you know what I mean.
I don't know whether I'm going to buy new trainers or not. I've got these trainers. They still feel pretty soft and pudgy.
They're quite new. I know you've done some good running in them, but
I haven't done loads.
You haven't done an event in them, have you?
No, they feel really comfy. I might just save myself 90 quid and just...
I think it's a good idea. I think new shoes are a big risk. I'm glad I did it 2 weeks out, and I'm glad that I was so fussy about it, you know?
Yeah. But the main feeling I'm feeling is I'm feeling very excited about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing it once I can sort out actually getting the old race number and various logistical things. I mean, I'm sort of, if you'd asked me a month ago, whether I was going to be able to do it. I mean, I was very bullish about it.
Yeah, but that was part of it, wasn't it?
But I didn't really... There were still huge problems.
No, and the fact you were being bullish about it was because you did that to yourself. You were saying to yourself, you haven't got an option.
I'm going
to
do it, yeah.
Yeah.
I could only run once a week for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I need 6 days rest, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So...
But I think the last couple of weeks have been great.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been
great. Touch wood.
But you haven't got time to, like... There's nothing to really taper from. Do you know
what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I can try and rest, but it's not
I was
going
to say,
like,
to the extent where you feel well rested at the weekend.
Yeah.
I've got a big writing week this week, which feels auspicious. I've got two different writing jobs for money, so it's like I have to be at home writing, which is really good timing.
Because I've got this blooming midweek talkie experience. night, which means I won't be getting to bed till very late on Friday morning. And then I'll just have to... I'm going to go on Saturday morning from home.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to get up early and just drive from home.
It's going to be... But we do have some experience with this in marathons. You're going to have to start getting a good night's sleep. You know, maybe your good night's sleep is tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight, tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, yes. I'll get a good night's sleep on Friday, hopefully. But it's one of those things that you've just got to let go of... the notion of perfection.
Yeah, and also if you're driving to the start, it's going to be so early anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be staying near the start and I'll have to get up at like, I don't know, 5:30.
Right.
Because they want us there at 7.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your...
depends on my the race number scenario.
But I think also, well, two things. First of all, I love our... There's something wonderful, isn't there, about our different journeys here.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we planned it.
No.
Can't stand it. No, I know you planned it. But I've been on this journey, meanwhile. When we did our run the other day, it was my second back-to-back 20 miles of trail.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And after we finished, I'd run about...
15, 16?
70, yeah, exactly.
Right.
If I'd run straight home from you, I'd have done 18.
Right.
So I had to go, right, I'll turn right... Get the extra stuff in.
Yeah.
I went over the hills to hills, but you know,
yeah.
Over the bumps to Highbury Fields, looped around and got home.
Nice.
I felt a bit tired, but I really felt like I was. I knew my house was there.
Yeah.
And that was what was making me feel, ugh. But in general, I just felt, psychologically, it just felt great.
It's really good for you.
Because that was within my power.
Do the back to back.
I thought, if that's within my power,
yeah.
And you consider the marginal gains between now and then,
event,
I've got this, you know?
No, I think you absolutely
And that really made me feel good about it and myself and everything. And then, slightly scared to do it, but I began to taper.
Yeah.
I did two, still did back to back, yes, last Monday, Tuesday, but I did 10 miles each day.
Perfect.
And then this will be Monday, Tuesday, 10K, 6K, miles each day.
Yeah.
And because around the end of last week, I just noticed how much everything was hurting.
Right.
And I think there's three things at play there. One, paranoia. You know, even when your age is out, you're like, oh, come on, this doesn't exist. And we know from experience that those pains that don't exist, they totally exist.
Yes.
In the moment, you're limping around going,
this isn't
anything. Ow!
Ultra-noia. Yeah.
Ultra-noia. And then two, actual DOMs, because I've been braver and dug deeper than I'd admitted to myself when I did that long running.
Yeah.
And three, and this is the key one that made me feel better and I remembered, is that when you... taper from lots of running, your body will complain.
Yeah.
It takes the opportunity to stiffen up.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
and recognize things that it's been running through for weeks on end.
Yes.
So, you know, I just felt that week I felt good. Last week I felt psychologically amazing and also had some incredibly generous fundraising. I raised kind of £500 in 2 days.
Wow.
Every fiver and 20 quid in that pile came with a lovely message. You know, it was really just everything the non-altruistic individual wants from fundraising, you know?
Yeah.
And so timely for the race. And then I woke up kind of Sunday, Monday. Actually, it would have been Monday because I had a drink on Sunday, and that's not nothing, is it? Just suddenly feeling really emotionally vulnerable and like my legs hurt and like, what am I playing at, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think, I just get out of the way.
I
feel like that now and I'll
it's
be
classic pre-race stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not even taking myself seriously really, even while I'm thinking it, you know? This morning I sustained a toe injury.
Right.
I was pulling a cereal bowl out of the dishwasher and the dishwasher said, no, and kind of yanked it back and it flipped. It didn't break. And yet, this piece of small bit of, you know, porcelain cut the top of my foot.
Oh, yeah.
How did it even do that?
Right.
Why does that happen? That's never happened to me ever before. Yeah. For Christ's sake. Anyway,
The mind is... You went to the park run, did you?
Yeah, I did park run on Saturday.
Which, hybrid?
Yeah, I've had 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago, park run I was going to do, I went there, but it was cancelled. We talked about that. That was concert.
Right.
And I ran up and down a hill to get there. So I was like, well, this will do me.
Yeah.
And came home again. The Saturday I was in Preston, the day I got my shoes. In fact, an inspiration for that was I was up, ready for parkrun, knew where it was in relation to my hotel.
Right.
And it was only about a mile away, perfect warm-up, getting dressed. Guess what I found at that point?
Go on, then.
Didn't bring my trainers. It's amazing, Freudian, isn't it? That is not an accident.
No, no.
Some part of me did not want to go to parkrun.
Yeah.
When I say Freudian, it wasn't anything to do with my mum. So I missed 2 weeks. I'd missed 2 weeks of parkrun. And remember, this is in the long game of getting 100 in before my birthday, you know.
Might have been for the best, though, because there's a risk with park runs.
Oh, yeah.
Getting near races, especially a long race, especially if you're going to push it a little bit.
Exactly.
It's just a little bit of a risk.
Now, I felt a bit scared. Oh, look at the stag looking at us, sitting in the sunshine.
Nice.
I'll get a picture of that if I can zoom in. Nice. No, exactly. And I was trying to balance the psychology of it on Saturday, whether going was a good idea or not, you know.
Yeah.
Physically, psychologically. And I decided in the end that it was a good idea.
Right.
Because of all that paranoia.
Yeah.
It's like you're not just carrying a crystal vase around, you know.
Just do normal things.
Yeah, and don't push it too hard. If you get there and you can't face it, then go slow, you know, that's okay. And sure enough, it was silly really, because it was classic hybrid. I got to like 8 a.m. I thought, oh God, so I don't want to go. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And I said, the other voice in my head said, how is that different to any other Saturday?
Yeah.
So I went, of course, and it was great, of course. But also I literally took my foot off the pedal a little bit. And it was so ridiculous because, you know, people who run whatever different Parkinson's would be so irritated by me because I basically knocked, you know, 20, 30 seconds off.
Right.
My usual... I mean, I was 20, 30 seconds slower than usual.
Yeah, which is
But it's nothing, you know what I mean?
No.
But I just needed psychologically to not go flat out.
It's perfectly fine. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Running.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes.
Outdoor gym in this park.
Gym, yes.
Outdoor
gym. No, there isn't one. You know, with the grown up. Not in this park. Sorry.
Take care, bye.
Let's go.
So we should talk about
our hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams. Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you one more thing about the park, and I'll be quick.
Yeah.
Props to. This is on Saturday in Highbury. Seifu Jamal, who I think you know him.
He's a Heathsider, yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen him, I saw him when we did the mile up at Frinsey Park.
Yeah.
Frinsey Park Parkrun wasn't on Saturday, so a lot of those guys are at Highbury. He won in, I think he did it in 15 minutes and 3 seconds.
Wow.
He was nearly 3 minutes ahead of the next group of super speedy runners. And I look at him, I saw him, he lapped me. I was like, oh no, I'm being lapped. I was like, wait a minute.
He flies.
I'm lapped by a guy in a sports car, this is okay. And then, sure enough, I got round as I came down, you know, Highbury, coming down.
He lapped you again, maybe.
Well, no, but he was so far ahead of everyone. As I came around that lap,
yeah,
I saw him finishing, you know, just on his own. Yeah. One man going across the, into the finish funnel. Just an incredible lick.
Yeah,
and Stalkerly, I looked him up. I thought, is that the fastest he's ever done? Is he going to go? I suddenly realised that hours later, I bet for all that, he's like our whole conversation. He was like, oh, 3 seconds, damn it.
If I only had to run a bit fast.
And I looked it up and sure enough, it wasn't one of his fastest. He often does 15 minutes and something.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, as close to 50 minutes he's got. But his fastest ever, 14:49.
Nice.
And if you flick through the Parkrun results, he always wins.
Yeah,
but
when
he got his PB, he was second.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Wow. There was someone there challenging him.
Yes,
and that made him do his incredible best ever work. There's a kind of beauty and misery to that realization that same psychology applies to all of us, you know.
Yeah,
but what a runner. It was just incredible. A sight to see. I was
incredible,
so
incredible form. Incredible the way he runs.
I made up my hair stand.
Like,
it's
incredible,
brilliant. So, we're going into our third loop. It's time for, we could maybe go to gold, silver, bronze, but I want you to talk as seriously as you can about what you expect from on the ground, from your body and the task.
Well, to be fair, if I can get through it without getting injured, it's going to be quite an achievement.
Yes.
Especially because you're running longer than you ever have before on Saturday, and then doing it again. So, you know, we're going to try and rest up and eat well and have a shower, whatever, in that interim period.
I think in real terms,
on Saturday night,
there'll be things, we know our bodies, sometimes there'll be stiffness and discomforts that we'll be ready to go, oh yeah, but that'll be all right. But there might be completely different ones. You're like, oh no, that is going to be an issue.
That isn't right. It's... So obviously I've got sort of fantasies of, you know, racing the last 20K and feeling great.
Yes.
On a kind of pure sci-fi level.
But Jules said, you know, you'd be amazed, you know, a slightly more realistic, like wherever you're at, however tough it is, do go for the sprint finish because you'll surprise yourself and give yourself a lift. I think he's more talking about in the last 100 metres, whatever you've got, from walking to running or whatever. But that felt like a...
I mean, for the first day, because I can't really talk about the second day because it's so uncharted territory.
There's a map, thank God.
I'm hoping to warm up. We're going to run the first hour.
We'll set off together, definitely, yeah.
So that's basically a sort of warm-up, really, for us both. And then just try and disengage until at least 30K. Just run, but not feel. Try not to feel it so much.
Get some of it under your belt.
Yeah, just get, and then.
And there's lots of tools for that, aren't there? If you think about it, one, you're not going to have to think about where you're going.
Yeah.
Two, it is a beautiful, distracting place to run.
Yeah.
This might be more complicated because it depends how you feel physically, but there'll be society.
Yes,
people to fall in with, to whether it's actually running and chatting with someone or just running near someone and getting used to what the back of them looks like, you know.
That
stuff really counts.
And you know, and also you'll have had a bit of nutrition and then just be prepared for a really tough last 20K, you know. Just be aware of it. And from what I've heard of the course, the first day is the hilliest.
Yes.
So there might be a bit more walking on the first day.
Put very simply, you kind of go across the Chilterns on day one and out of them.
Right.
Into the Thames Valley. And then you kind of turn right and go cross country.
Right.
Into the Cotswolds. I mean, it's all hilly, but, you know.
Right.
It's kind of from one hilly range to another. And the Cotswolds are much more swooping and wide.
Right. Okay.
You remember them from when we went before.
Yes. Yeah. What? And so in terms of let's get a watch on this. We're running at about 11 and a half minute mile pace now.
Yeah.
Just running around this pace. just for as long as possible, just pootling for as long as possible.
Yep.
How about you? What's your sort of idea on it?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I would really like to, I want everything that is new, like not having the map, being there with you, other people, food stations and stuff, I want that to build into the idea of it I've made for myself, which is just trotting along, headphones in or out, you know.
Right.
But with the option to music or not music.
Yeah.
Which in itself is a kind of strange dialogue, you know, to do, to have a run that might include both.
Because you normally have just music, don't you? I mean, you normally...
Yeah, but when I did...
If you got the chance.
Even though I was running on my own the other couple of weeks ago, I did mainly music, but then I also did... I stopped for a bit. When there was going to be lots of people about,
right.
I took the music off. And when I was going up a hill, I took the music off,
okay.
Checked in with everyone, you know.
Cool.
And it's just being recognising, making it as three-dimensional as possible. Knowing that when I'm listening to music, I'm using it. And yeah. If it's not useful,
right.
Not to do that.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
And, when I run on my own on the trails for a long way, like you say, comes in around 11-minute miles.
Right.
66. What's that? I can't remember the maths. Anyway, it's like 5.5 hours.
Yeah. And there might be a bit of time at food stations.
That's right. But the thing about that 11-minute mile average is it's good. It's trail running, so it includes weeing, stopping.
Right, okay.
So that, I've kind of made my peace with the... With a sensible stop, with the stopping where you're going to start again. You know, like right. A tennis player.
Yes.
I can stop here for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And on I go, as distinct from stopping and reading a chapter of your book or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
And what, I think my main aim, apart from getting my head around it, being sensible, eating, not being freaked out, all this stuff, my main quest is to run the second day as much like the first day as possible.
Yeah.
Obviously in terms of pace, but really in every way.
Yeah.
You know, and that is, internally, that's what I dream of. And externally, that's what I'll be playing for. I'll be trying the full reset, you know, the equipment, the fitness, the food. I want to get to the start line on Sunday.
As fresh as possible, yeah.
As fresh and clear-headed and well set. Yeah. I mean, I'll be realistic about that.
You're going to be tight.
It's not going to be the same.
No.
But there'll be different things. You won't have to stress about getting there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my hope, really.
New socks for the second day.
Yeah, oh, new everything.
New shorts, really? New shorts?
Maybe not new shorts.
Haircut, new haircut.
Well, I'm going to cut my nails and cut my hair and have a shave this week.
Right.
Shed off a layer of skin.
Yeah.
Just to, not actually.
Lose a bit of weight.
I suppose I could exfoliate, yeah.
How's your, and what's been going on with the boozing? You'll be pleased to know I managed to.
Oh, you had a party at the weekend.
Yeah, I managed
Tell
to.
Tell it.
It was Julie's 55th and her daughter's 18th. So it was a kind of.
It's a big one.
Cross-generational. Rave up.
Yeah.
With multiple temptations.
And with people who really didn't need that much of an excuse.
No. And I managed to just resist.
Everyone should enjoy the subtext on that great phrase, multiple temptations, as well.
Well, I mean, they're all
old. It doesn't mean there were volubles.
No, I mean, they're all old. They're all old school ravers.
Yep.
So draw the inference from that, what you will, you know. Sort of. They still,
are we going to listen to Fatboy Slim's albums?
They still party every now and again.
Yes.
But what I found was, I resisted everything. I didn't drink, didn't do anything else. I found that people are actually quite sweet when they're really
off it.
Off their nuts. And I actually had some really good chats with people.
I think that's probably quite good preparation for the rest of
this. As a kind of sober guide. Yeah. To the experience, and I actually really enjoyed it.
You didn't catch any of them afterwards saying, "Who was that bloke who's doing my edit?"
No, it was absolutely fine. I mean,
is he a vicar?
It was hilarious at one point because one of my mates, we'll call him Did, because that's his name.
Yeah, you've talked to him before. He's great secret keeping.
He's a lovely fella, but he's often tends towards the cynical, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's one of those blokes who sort of like. If you're getting a bit highfalutin, he'll happily drag you down.
He'll cool you down, yeah.
And then halfway through the party, he says, "Paul, I don't say this often enough, but I really love you. And I feel really proud to know you. And I've got that now. I've got that. Banked.
Say that again, gets phone out. Yeah, yeah.
So it was, everyone was just really, really sweet as the evening progressed. And then I left before it got messy. So I left about 2:30.
Yeah.
And it was, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed, what can I say? But it's still a bit tiring to be up that late.
And did you have did you drink on Sunday?
I drank a little bit on Sunday, but I didn't, nowhere near a bottle of wine.
Yeah, and red. I mean, it's healthy. It's good for your,
it's all right.
Good for your blood oxide.
He was all right.
No, I had a drink on Sunday. Yeah. I drink on both Sundays. Partly, it got a bit messy the Sunday before.
Right.
It's a bit twisted now, but I was like, that was supposed to be my sensible last little drink before the thing, and it got out of hand.
Right.
Okay. So I just had a beer with my... with my whatever it was I was with on Sunday.
Right.
But, I'm trying to become someone...
I'm actually...
who drinks a sensible amount of alcohol one day a week.
I think what I'm hopeful of, really, from this whole thing is that at the end of it, I'm not too broken that I'd quite fancy to do another, because there's something in it that I've always been attracted to.
It's so odd, this, though, isn't it?
Because these long, slow runs... I really enjoyed running for 4 hours really slowly and not finishing absolutely smashed, as opposed to running for 3.5 hours training for a marathon. And that, it's the difference between competing and experiencing, isn't it?
That's right. That sums it up. That's right.
It's a bit of a fundamental shift.
And you've always been after that.
I hope to be able to enjoy that.
The twisted thing about it is, it's so funny. This is where our little approaches kind of cross almost. Because what you were saying earlier about taking your phone and all that stuff, I don't crave this. I want this to be a special spiritual moment. But also at another level, and we haven't even talked about this, and we will afterwards, this is marathon training for me. It's just a weird kind of marathon training for the autumn. Okay. And on the other hand, when I daydream about trail running stuff, I don't daydream about events. I daydream about... The most extreme thing I imagine doing would be... running the coast to coast,
right?
And I've also want to run the Helvellyn range. I don't imagine doing these things as events,
right?
I imagine just going and doing them,
just doing them, yes.
And
so we're going to find out. We're going to find a lot out in those 2 days.
Do this. It might be meaningless, but it might help us find something. Let's actually do gold, silver, bronze.
Right. Okay. Cool. My gold is for me. I would say between under 12 hours for both days consecutively.
Yeah.
And not feeling too smashed at the end. Yeah. I think that would on the training I've done, that would represent a massive a massive sort of achievement. Silver would be just running the whole way and not feeling too trashed at the end.
Not being injured.
Yeah. And bronze would be just. I've got to give myself a bronze just for completing it with the training. I've had run, walk, whatever. I'm going to finish it. I am going to finish it.
Yeah, so that's your bronze. This event, Very good.
How about you?
Yeah, same. I think gold would be to run run steadily and complete it in a sort of roughly half and half time. To do it in about 11 hours.
Yeah.
Silver would be to run it without having to kind of stop running and be injured and really like basically to not to go over a bump into walking because of pain and injury. Bronze is getting to the end. So our gold, silvers and bronzes are actually the same.
I mean my gold it would actually be receiving my race number. that's quite a big goal. Being admitted into the event.
That's quite a huge one. No one believes it. This is all just a setup for you. Oh, I was so desperate to be there, but I just wanted that one thing. What you said was really properly philosophical. You said it's an experience rather than a race.
That's how it feels, doesn't it? Because marathons, we've all loved marathons, but it does feel like a race, doesn't it?
Off. Well, particularly if you're you or me. I mean,
you're aware of your pace.
I think other people have had this experience
In marathons,
yes, because absolutely. Of what they want from them, particularly absolutely. If you're someone, for example, if you're someone who doesn't run,
you train
for a marathon, you do the marathon. I think that's quite comparable with what we're doing in terms of going so far beyond our own comfort zones.
Yeah, totally.
But on the other hand, like you say, we're the kind of marathon runners that go out there, expect ourselves to run all the way, expect ourselves to maintain a certain pace. It's a completely different game.
And you hit halfway in a certain point, and you check your watch, and you think you're just aware of splits and all this kind of palaver.
I think the other thing, this is more practical. Practical advice, but I thought it when we were running back then, and I'm going to say it again just for myself to hear it. Yeah. It's not about how fast you go, it's about how little you slow down.
That is the
physical challenge of the ultra.
And thanks to
everyone for all your advice. We've got that. I've just got this great 1, 2, 3, 4 from I think it was Richard saying about booking in for a massage. Making sure we...
Can you do that before the race starts?
When you get in. So when you get over the finish line...
For the first day.
On the first day, book a massage because they'll soon fill up.
Of course, here we are.
Let's do this. Richard says, base camp tips. As soon as you get to camp, book a massage for an hour later as they book up quick. Get your bag, go to tent, have a shower and foam roll, then time for your massage.
Nice.
Two, plenty to eat, fill your boots.
Yeah.
Three, do one of the yoga classes and then foam roll a bit more. Okay. Four, and this is the big one, when you go to bed, all the tents are on a slope. Sleep with your feet at the highest point so that your legs drain. The benefit the next day is massive. He ended up running up a quicker second day.
But that's a really good... But doesn't happen. That's amazing. But doesn't the blood go to your head and might your head fall off?
Your head would explode. Comedians, quite a good first
advantages
day.
Advantages and disadvantages.
Head's exploded at the base camp.
Yeah, unfortunately, his head fell off. Had to put it in his hydration pack for the second day.
Paul's neck was heard to say, I'm still going to finish it!
I'm finishing this. Yeah, and it's been nice to provide amusement to people that lack of prep. Well, with my lack of prep. Can we talk about your overnight bag? What are you packing in your overnight bag? I'm thinking things like, I use like Tiger Balm to put on my tendons and stuff like that. And
I'll have everything I would have. So it's sun cream, Vaseline, plasters, everything I need for a shower.
Got that, yes.
Soft clothes as alternatives to my running clothes.
Yes.
I've got a onesie, really lovely comfy onesie, which I'll be taking.
Nice.
And everyone will enjoy.
Nice,
At base camp.
Yeah.
Sleeping bag, sleeping mat.
Sleeping bag, sleeping mat, yes.
And I might take a meal all my own to eat in addition to what meals are available.
But I'm going to take a little bit of food when you finish, because hopefully you'd finish by about, you're going to finish by about half one, two, aren't you?
Yeah, this is what
and
we're
then eating. And then you'd want to eat about half
and
six.
And we actually specifically,
half six or something. So
we specifically get a meal, don't we? We're allowed to, at base camp, our weekender package includes a meal and we can have lunch or dinner.
Yes.
And that would be, knowing me, I would say I'll probably come in and graze and be surprisingly unhungry and making myself eat because of the way my body works. And then eat, exactly.
Weekender. And then
a weekender.
Weekender. And then a set with Danny Rampling.
I'm loving this even though my head's exploded.
There is a subset of ultra runners who use edibles towards the end of races.
Oh, we're talking about this stuff again, are we?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying there is that subset. I mean, I haven't.
You haven't considered that.
Surely you'd end up just getting really tired and falling over.
Oh God.
Getting giggly and losing yourself.
Well, actually, I think the other thing is that the thing that's available at base camp, which could be a problem for me, is there's a bar.
Is there a bar?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bit dangerous.
I really hope they're selling Erdogan alcohol-free, otherwise...
Would a glass of wine be crazy?
No, wine's good.
I don't think one glass of wine.
I drank wine before the New York Marathon, but then I had quite a rubbish New York Marathon. But I always think, it's widely and often celebrated. A small amount of red wine is a health drink, in the same way that Erdinger alcohol free is a health drink.
Two bottle Saturday.
It's going to be a disaster.
And we're going to meet. We've already arranged to meet Michelle for dinner.
And Helen.
And we're going to meet Helen and various other people.
I'm not sure whether is Wes doing it in one go. I think Wes might be a one goer.
Wes Ball.
This reminds you. Just one. There's lots of, obviously with our obsession with our own event, we haven't been covering all your stuff. But congratulations to Martin and his team for doing Endure 24.
Yeah,
and Richard Uffendall, who ran his 100 miler.
Wow, nice.
Oh
wow.
My. My word. Incredible scenes. Well done, guys.
Yeah, there's some experienced ultras out there.
People who really know how to run an ultra.
We're about to join. Yeah.
Listening to this banging themselves on the forehead. Oh, my God. What's going to happen to them? Quickly get a picture of their heads before they explode.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.